October. Oh, that's a memory. November is upon us. The magnitude of the football games on the college and NFL gridiron gets jacked, and it being this time on Friday, well, we turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yeah, had a couple of dandies last week with Utah easily handling UCLA. The Washington Staters flat out beating Stanford at Palo Alto. Another big weekend upon us. Lee, how are things in South Florida?
About the same as I think they are where you are. People a little shocked at Miami isn't better, and I think you might have some people thinking that this was the year that the Ducks could come back and make some noise, and both our teams are going out with a whimper.
Yeah, it's been a little bit on the gloomy side in recent weeks. But I know you in the Sunshine State. You've got your connections with the Canes, the Gators, the Seminoles. After last week's humiliation,
all three teams are down. Well, Florida, you know, has been a little better than expected. But Central Florida here, Central Florida and South Florida.
What are you hearing from your friends who follow Florida State closely, because that was humiliating at Doak Walker Stadium last week? I mean, it doesn't get much worse than that.
No, I mean, you saw what their head coach said. I mean, Willie Taggart said that he felt a lot of kids quit. So I think what's happened is a lot of these kids that getting ready to leave the program just, you know, didn't buy in to the new regime. I'm hearing the young kids are buying in. So I think eventually, you know, if they give the coaching staff some time, I think they got a chance to be successful. They got some talented young kids, but the older kids, you know, they're kind of poisoning the whole situation. A little different here in Miami. Mark Richt had a honeymoon. I mean, he was their favorite son since he came back, and now all of a sudden a 10-0 team at one point last year has lost three games, and people expect the young player like Nikosi Perry to get in and get some game time, and he's sticking with a senior. So here are some things going on behind the scenes that Nikosi Perry not getting with the program. So got a tough decision to make. Do you go with the more talented kid that maybe isn't working hard, you know, maybe not going to all his classes, or do you go with the senior who's doing it the right way? So it's going to be interesting. Might see some planes flying before and during the game against Duke on Saturday night.
Yeesh. All righty. Yeah. Let's start with one of the best stories in college football, absolutely Washington State. You know, they had that huge win at Stanford last week. They're eighth in the first playoff standings. They host Cal, who pulled the upset of the Huskies, who were shorthanded. No Miles Gaskin running it. The pick six after Jake Browning got pulled. But it's the late ESPN game, and the Cougs are laying 10. What are you thinking about this one?
Well, normally it's usually about that time where they start cooging it. I figured it out. Gardner Minshew plays a lot like Baker Mayfield, but you'll remember this name. Doesn't he remind you? Doesn't he look like Kenny Anderson?
Yeah, the old Bengal quarterback.
Yeah, check out an old picture. Put them both side by side, pretty close here. Cal defense, especially the pass defense, is decent, but they take some chances. They might pick off a ball here, but you have to be patient, and that might be a problem here for Cal. You got to stay with your reads and make this Washington State team punt four or five times. And I just don't think the Cougars are ready to coog it yet. Revenge also for last year's 37-3 loss in Berkeley. You know they're thinking about that game. I think they're going to keep winning here, the Cougs, 37-20.
All righty. Speaking of the Dogs, despite their losses at Oregon and Berkeley, they actually still control their own fate in the North with this one against Stanford, then the Apple Cup with Wazoo. The Cardinal with two Pac-12 losses could win out but would need help. They got picked apart by Minshew, who went 30-40 last week for 440 and three TDs. But UW laying it pretty big as a 9-point home chalk. How do you see this one playing out?
Jake Browning, I mean, is this a guy people were talking about? This might be a guy, you know, who breaks every record and who's like their favorite son, but, you know, he just he hasn't done it. I mean, and he's become more like Jake Locker at the end of his career, not throwing the ball too well and not getting victories. So Washington offense, not the same without Myles Gaskin. They need him in here. Who knows if he's going to play. He's slated to maybe play in this game, but no one's sure. Stanford's got some weapons at receiver. Trent Irwin, number 2, number 19, J.J. Arcega, Whiteside and Caden Smith, three really good receivers. I think they caught a combined like 28, 29 balls in the game last week. So I think that Stanford's going to be able to wing it here, and Love might be getting a little healthier. Cards also 13-3 against the spread run as an underdog. I'm calling for the outright upset. Stanford 27-26.
All righty. Here in Eugene, it's the return of Chip. Chip Kelly has his Bruins at Autzen, scene of obviously his greatest coaching triumphs and some of the top moments in Oregon football history. Ducks have been brutal, back-to-back on the road. They're out of the league picture. Bruins began 0-5, then crushed that Cal, won a wild one against Arizona, then Utah just wrecked them last week. Another big number out here in the Pac-12, Oregon laying 8. What gives in this one?
Wow, I don't think anyone can figure out what's going on here with this team. I thought that they'd be streaking towards maybe a conference title here. Looks like, the quarterback will play Mitchell. You know, not so sure, but the Ducks minus 55 points against the spread the last 2 weeks. Now the Bruins and running back Kelly, this kid's pretty darn good, 659 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns on the year. Probably the best back on the field here, and the quarterback is starting to develop for him. So I think we're going to win this game. I got them winning the game like 30-23, but let's take the points in UCLA. It might be the right side.
All righty. We continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, online ParamountSports.com, on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Let's get to the NFL battle of future Hall of Famers, the one-time beau of Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers at Foxborough taking on the one-time beau of Bridget Moynihan. It's the Sunday nighter. Green Bay denied a shot to upset the Rams last week on that idiot decision by Ty Montgomery, and at 3-3 with a tie, they don't have a lot of wiggle room. Green Bay is a 6-point road dog. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I'm impressed with Green Bay. I thought that the addition of Aaron Jones at running back full-time now, I think they have a semblance of a running game. The linebacking core, Clay Matthews, kind of a rebirth for him. Thought he might be finished or on serious downside, but he's played well the last couple weeks. And Blake Martinez, very familiar with him from when he was drafted in 2016, draft fourth-round pick out of Stanford. He had, I think, 24 tackles combined in the last two games. So, I mean, New England's New England at home. They're going to be tough to beat. Two great quarterbacks back and forth. But give me the points here. I think home field and the GOAT, Tom Brady, will get it done and they'll win 31-30, but I just have a feeling that Green Bay plus the 6 is going to get the money.
All righty. And lastly, the Seahawks have won 4-5, kind of back in the NFC playoff picture. Strong running game suddenly with Chris Carson. Wilson last week, just lethal efficiency to beat the Lions. They host the Chargers, who are pushing the Chiefs in the AFC West. Offensively, the Bolts will have Melvin Gordon. And despite some early week optimism, looks like Joey Bosa does not make his season debut. Big one from Seattle. The Hawks, a 1-point pick on this one. What say you?
I thought Seattle was finished. After two games, I'm watching this team, and I'm seeing nothing. This team just, their offensive line was wretched, no running backs. Russell Wilson looked like he wouldn't have lasted another two or three games. And the defense, I mean, nothing. But you got to give them credit. You know, this coaching staff did a great job, and Pete Carroll brought them together. They're always tough at home, 39-11 straight up since 2012 at home. They got a running game going now. Carson run for at least 100 yards three of the last four games. And that San Diego's defense is a run defense, allowing 4.6 yards per carry. And even the defense, you know, didn't look like much, but they held Detroit down last week to 14 points. That was the least Detroit had scored in the last 25 games. So back and forth game here. This is when the Chargers usually start blowing it here against tough opponents on the road. I like Seattle here, 31-28.
All righty. Your game of the week is a beauty from the Big Easy, the 6-1 Saints hosting the unbeaten Rams. And we talk each week about the Pac-12, the Big Easy on the national scene, try and add in a little local or regional touch. But you guys at Paramount Sports look for edges, and you hit your clients with winners. Let the folks know how to get New Orleans, L.A., and all your service has to offer.
Well, it's been a great run. In fact, last week we hit on all three of our 30 to 35 unit plays. Going back now, wow, I think since the 2017 start of that season, we have now won. We've won 58, gone 58 and 24 in the 30 to 35 unit plays, and on our 40 to 50 unit plays, 35 and 13. We have 3 35-unit selections combined Saturday and Sunday, and our college game of the year, a 45-unit selection on Saturday. So if you've been trying it on your own or with someone else, hasn't worked out for you, now's the time. How about this, a 5-week package. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $397 for 5 weeks of my executive phone service, and you're going to get generally 12 to 15 games a week. There's games every single night of the week now, Monday through Friday. So hit on two of them early this week. We had Buffalo as a big play Tuesday night, and last night had also another big play in Ohio U. They were up 45-0. So you want to hop on board, ParamountSports.com, coupon code SAVE200, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right. Hey, fun stuff as always, Lee. Have a terrific weekend, and can't wait to see what we got on tap next Friday.
We need a win, both of our teams badly.
Yes, sure do. Hey, have a good one, buddy.
Okay, take care.